crossing borders to fight alongside local militants is not new. The Soviet Union faced foreign fighters in Afghanistan in the 1980s, and more recently, the US faced them in Iraq. Former CIA official Paul Pillar says the foreign fighters in Syria may eventually cause instability in other parts of the region and the world.
You look at the war in Afghanistan against the Soviets, which went on for about a decade, that spawned militant groups that went on to be active in many different places around the world. So there's no reason to expect that Syria is going to be anything different. We have people, militants, who acquire skills, acquire inspiration, acquire some organization. And that's not just going to all go away whenever the dust settles in Syria.
Pillar says in many instances, people joining conflicts like the one in Syria may not have been militant before, but once they become battle-hardened, they can cause instability in their own countries.
This is something that, for example, Saudi officials have worried about for a long time, as well as the other Gulf Arab countries, where they have had their own nationals go to fight in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and now some of them in Syria.
The 1996 bombing of Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia, with 19 U.S. servicemen killed, is often cited as an example of how those inspired by foreign fighters have carried out terror attacks in their own countries. Analysts say Syria is providing the opportunity now for mostly Sunni Muslims to go abroad and fight. Stephen Tankel is a counterterrorism expert at American University in Washington.
It's one of the reasons, quite frankly, why I think the U.S. is reluctant to become involved in Syria, along with a host of others, is that you've already got an open front, but that the U.S. presence could then draw even more groups, to that front.
There is also the issue of who to arm among the anti-Assad forces. Stephen Tankel says the options are limited.
The Obama administration is seeking ways to support the rebels there who are not al-Qaeda, and that has been a process that has been ongoing, looking at how they could get weapons into the hands of those whom they want to support and keep them out of the hands of those they don't.
While the international community is focused on finding a political solution to the war in Syria, experts in Washington believe officials should be working on plans to deal with the armed groups once the conflict is over.
Allahu Akbar!
Kaukab Farshuri, VOA News, Washington.